what is going on with our modern day athlete that some of them just can't get it done.
You couldn't cover a three-legged cow.
You're crazy like a fox, and I got crazy a mission like for you.
Oh, I'll bet you 3-1.
I'll make it simple. I'm not doing anything stupid.
This is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
I would take Bryce Harper, take him to Armenia just to breed.
I gotta tell you, not to be gay, but the guy looked good.
Not So Fast, my friends. October 29th, and another great show we're going to have here. We're going to do this one without Tony, though. I got my man Jimbo to the left of me here, followed by T.O. and my familiar production man, Chris. He's going to be at the helm. Hey, how you guys doing out there?
Doing good. The question is, how can we possibly do this without Tony?
Oh, dude, he's at a hot dog eating contest. Where's he at right now?
Parents weekend at UCLA. But this show is lacking one Emmy winner.
Can you see him just walking at UCLA like Homer Simpson? With probably he's got a UCLA shirt on, UCLA hat.
He's
even got UCLA shoes.
He's a proud dad. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But we're going to do without him this week or this Thursday.
Can we do it without it? Are we a rudderless ship?
I am curious to see how we can do without Tony.
I'm telling you right now, this is like when he's on. It's like a boat that he's sitting on one side and he lifts the whole boat on one side. We gotta get this paddle thing going.
We've got to carry our
weight. We got a lot more work.
We got a lot more work without Tony being here.
Oh, but, no! Wait a minute.
I'm confused.
Jono drives the boat.
I do. I got an engine though.
I think Tony's the man that keeps the sanity of the show.
Yeah. Okay,
whatever you say.
He's won an Emmy, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah,
how many Emmys have you won?
I haven't won any Emmys, but I'd like to see this Emmy that he's won.
He's an Emmy winner.
Yeah, boy. Well, where? I'll blow it out your ass. I don't even want to talk to you about that. What I do want to talk about was last night. And did I tell you guys Kansas City Royals was going to be just taking over? It's a beatdown happening here. You had DeGrom on the mound. You had Harvey the night before. I'm telling you right now, these guys cannot stand up to the Kansas City batters. These batters are keeping the ball alive every time.
You are living up to your moniker of the
That's
prognosticator.
Right.
Who do you like
That's
in the
right,
lineup?
Chris, give me a little prop.
Who are the bats in the lineup that you like the best for
up
KC?
Up and down that whole entire lineup. I got players here that are keeping that ball alive. Now, Harvey and DeGrom, these guys are fastball pitchers, and they're not getting it by these batters. They're relying now on their second pitch and their third pitch because, you know what, their confidence is gone. These guys, Harvey was throwing 97-mile-an-hour fastball. He's not finding that anymore. They're hitting him, and they're hitting – they hit DeGrom yesterday. I'm telling you right now, guys, Kansas City looks poised and ready to take this one.
I think that's the difference between the Cubs and the Royals. The Cubs had a high strikeout rate, and they struggled against power pitching. So you come in, and you've talked about the Kansas City hitters and how much you like them, and – you know, whether it's
solid,
Zobrist,
solid.
Hosmer, top to bottom, well, Moustakas. You got these guys
To defense of Jimbo, he told us all, don't be getting crazy on Murphy. Don't be jumping on Murphy's bandwagon yet. I mean, the guy.
What did he do last night? He was 2-for-4 the first game. Do you know what he did last night?
Complained about the strike zone all night. Hey, listen, how about the fact this Escobar's he's like that gnat that won't leave you alone. All he does, make plays. This kid is going to be a
if
really
you mention
good player.
One player, Jimbo, then you got to mention a team. And how about the pitcher for Kansas City yesterday, Johnny Cueto?
Boy.
Johnny Cueto.
As you are the biggest Reds fan, we all
I'm
know.
So proud of him.
Your former Reds have two wins in the World Series this year.
I'm so
Volquez
proud of him.
Gets game
hey,
one.
You know what? We knew that wherever he goes, he's going to make it happen, and God bless him. I know I'll never see a World Series. I may be that living goat for Chicago Cubs right now.
How about that story real quick? You know, you have Volquez, whose father passes away before the game.
Yeah.
and goes out.
That
and
was, I'll tell you what.
Here's what I don't understand about that. Everybody, they're making a big issue of did he know, did he not know. There's a video of Escobar saying, yeah, he knew. We talked about it before we took the field. He was going to pitch for his dad. Isn't this case closed?
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is.
That's just the media. The media loves, to do stuff like that.
And you know what? I got this TV now. I can watch one game. I can watch two games. I was watching three goddamn games yesterday, and two of them were so interesting to me. I was watching San Antonio Spurs taking on
Oklahoma City.
Right. Oh. And I was watching Kansas City Royals taking on whoever that Met team was, wherever they're from. You know what? I'm so sick of that.
What was the third game?
The third game was just, a Fox game. I don't think it was even anything. It was kind of like a Division III.
Spit it out.
It was something stupid. But
football
what
sport?
It was a football game. It was a repeat or whatever.
All right, I'll give you the football. Are we on to basketball already?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Jimbo, I got to tell you, you know me. I told you I'm not a big fan of the NBA now, but last night, wow. What a season opener that was. That San Antonio game against Oklahoma City, wow, how do you top that? And then the next game after that, the L.A. Lakers taking on, who they take?
Played Minnesota last night.
Minnesota, their coach dying.
Flip Saunders.
Yeah, that you know what? He was a good guy.
So I know Jimbo's not a huge fan of the NBA, but.
Really?
You're not a fan at all.
Really?
All right. I don't give a shit if you're not. Well,
do we have to listen about Kobe Bryant some more? Come on. He's done.
You're going to make my point, though. Kobe Bryant, there's a changing of the guard in the NBA right now, and there's some star power that's starting
changing
to rival.
Changing the guard, he's already been gone.
No, but I'm saying, you have a lot of young talent in this league, and a lot of these guys are marketable.
The Black Mamba last night, I'm telling you, shot about 40 or 50 shots. He shot more than Tony Gwynn spitting tobacco in a ball game. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Scored 24 points, and I think he shot the ball 32 times.
It was horrible. It was horrible performance out there. And all the guy does, he doesn't pass. Forget the passing. He just can't wait to shoot.
There's no secret why no free agents will go to L.A. Nobody wants to play
Lakers
with the guy.
The Lakers have got nice young talent, but the Black Mamba wants the ball.
That's a
and
clown
I'm not
going
to give it back to you once I get this damn ball.
That's a clown show, bruh.
Well, you are the Lakers, and the Lakers are, I don't care how long you play the game, they will always be the Dallas Cowboys, and you always have the Yankees as being baseball. I mean, this is the epitome of basketball.
You know what's
you better produce if you're in L.A.
You know what's amazing, though? Those three franchises have gotten away from winning and turned into shit shows.
Well, who said that, Jim? Who said that? Injuries, Jim?
Injuries,
Jimbo.
I think all three.
You're just trying to stir shit up now, Jimbo, because you brought up the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I'm not.
Those teams do not carry the weight that they carried in the
90s. You are the epitome of losing franchises.
Epitome.
There is not one goddamn team that you have that I would say, oh, there's respect. I know you're going to bring up the Cardinals.
No, I won't even bring them up because it can go without saying. What I'm saying is the once proud franchises, the Lakers, okay, the Cowboys, the Yankees, A-Rod. I mean, now we got all this.
What's wrong with A-Rod?
This Jerry Jones has lost his mind.
What? What'd he do?
Why is A-Rod on the MLB show? He is a complete disaster on
there. Why?
Oh, my God.
I like him.
He embarrassed himself the other night trying to talk about how he hits. It's nothing.
I like the guy. I like him. You know what? He came back this year and he showed
MLB
that he can play.
Oh, I like that part of him.
He can play and he shoved it down.
And he's been a complete disaster since he left Seattle. A terrible teammate, terrible everything, a liar.
All you do, Jimbo, all the time. You're the guy that I don't want to be on a goddamn raft with in the middle of the ocean because I throw your ass off or some shit like that. You drive me insane. All you want to do is always bring up negative shit.
I'm bringing up
negative
reality.
Shit. Negative.
Can you tell me that Jerry Jones has not lost his mind? Honest to God, can you honestly say that?
What the hell has he done? That
he he's
a loser. You're going to call
him
a loser.
No, no, no.
The guy's made billions of dollars.
What? There's a lot of crazy people that have made money.
That stadium right there was hand-built by Jerry.
I understand that, and that's my point. This guy has taken this proud franchise with all this history, and he has said, you know what? We're going to be – you know what? They ought to play –
He's
hang
won
on.
Three
it's
Super Bowls.
It's about Jerry.
No, listen. Let me do this.
When you're talking to me.
Hey, listen. He needs to – the Cowboy game should be on Bravo right after Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, wow.
He has turned this into a disaster.
And you know who would watch it? This
Everybody.
Guy next to me in the left there.
Hey,
he would be taking notes just to get on my show here and just drive us all nuts.
I would watch it. And let me tell you why I'd watch it. Because I'm like 90% of America.
You're the reason I vote for abortion, you prick.
I love a train wreck. I love a shit show. Mm-hmm. That's why your Cowboys rank so high every year. I mean, what's next? Okay, so Randall
you
gets
got
told,
guys that
so hang on.
Play hard.
So hang on. So your guy, who last year you were like, oh, let DeMarco Murray go. We'll take Randall. I called him a convict. You said he wasn't a convict. He's a great teammate. He does this. He works hard. He does this. Now all of a sudden they say, you know what? McFadden's going to get some carries. So what's he do? He leaves.
Who leaves?
Randall left.
So what?
Randall's also being investigated by the NFL for an incident in March.
Imagine that.
There was some marijuana found, but it was because there was a domestic abuse.
Don't you dare bring up marijuana.
No, but there was a domestic dispute involving a firearm.
Domestic dispute,
and
my favorite term.
The NFL is looking into it.
That's part of the NFL,
and
though. The domestic disputes.
It goes hand in hand.
I mean, that
days.
Should be one of the initials with the NFL.
But you go to the combine.
DDNFL.
You go to the combine. Yeah. You go to the combine.
Longer.
Okay. From now on, you know, everybody
pass
likes.
Pass it around.
You know, John, you played football. You go to the combine.
Yes, I
okay?
did.
You know, and you were invited, which was great. You go to the combine, you run, you jump, they pull you in a room and they do the interview, and then they take you in another room. And what nobody understands is they've got this paper with these boxes that they check, and they go, do you like marijuana? Yep, check. Okay, you can play. Do you like to beat your girlfriend or wife? Yep, you can play.
Are you disrespectful
to your parents? Yep, okay, you can play. Can you be a me guy and run around
is
and make
Jerry
a tackle and
is
jump
this Jerry Jones' checklist or
yes.
the NFL's?
It's a big star at the top.
Hey, Chris, pull Cowboys the plug checklist. On this prick. Just pull the plug on him.
I'm just
let him just talk. No one
I'm just
hears
tired
him.
Of dancing around the reality of the fact that it's become an absolute shit show.
What do you got, T.O., over there?
So as a Cowboy,
I see where you're going with this.
So as a
you
Cowboy
don't have
fan.
To raise your hand.
No, I'm just
forget it. He's rolling.
As a Cowboy
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, okay, as a Cowboy fan.
No, I'm just saying, you're really excited about the game McFadden had last week.
Oh, I'm damn excited.
I
put a box of tissues next to me.
So you were happy? You were happy? Not happy, but Murray leaving wasn't a big deal because Randall.
Of course.
How do
I told you guys that, too.
You did.
I told you
that. You did, absolutely.
So now with the pending suspension of Randall,
yeah.
How does this affect your team?
Not at all, because now I got a backup that from Seattle that we picked up. What's his name
Christian
again?
Christian Michael.
Something like that. And the kid can play. I mean, when he ran the ball, he's like Randall. I think our running back situation is okay now. Dez is coming back. I'm looking at this Cowboy team in 3 weeks being complete, and the NFC East is complete shambles right now. It's anyone's
division. If we talk about the Cowboys for two more minutes, we'll have talked more about the Cowboys than any show in the United States this week.
Oh, really? You came up with this stat, too, huh?
Yep.
All right, that's great.
I don't believe you.
There's no Cowboy show out there, huh?
Sandbagging son of a bitch.
No kidding. That's what he is.
I don't believe that.
Speaking of great running backs, I got to run this by you.
Okay.
Jimbo, here we go.
No.
I'm talking about past running backs, and I got one right now named Ricky Williams.
Oh.
Okay. Ricky Williams, if this country accepts marijuana throughout the lands of this great, great independent country, great freedom of rights and everything, if we accept marijuana, do we now put Ricky Williams in the Hall of Fame and not put him in a stage where he was crucified at one time for marijuana?
What did he do that deserved to be in the Hall of Fame?
His numbers are outstanding.
His numbers are unbelievable. It is shocking.
His numbers are outstanding.
You know what? He's got a lot of rushing yards. Where did he run, though?
Where did he run?
Did he run around in circles? Because I mean,
what the hell are you talking about?
Did he ever contribute to a winner?
Yeah. He was part of a winning organization in Miami. And New Orleans, how can you blame the guy? The guy did everything he could have down in New Orleans.
Well.
And Dicka was the one
Steven
that brought him all.
Steven Jackson's got a shitload of yards, too.
No,
you going to put him in?
Yeah, you're not going to make him the same as
clown.
Ricky Williams. Why is he a clown?
Clown.
Why?
Well, you know,
why?
Listen, it may or may not be his fault.
My
it started with that Dicka and him on the cover.
Okay,
bright.
All right. Wait a minute.
I'm talking
about the NFL shunning him off.
I'm shutting the guy off because he decided he'd rather go live in a tent out in the woods and play football for a couple of years.
Then he came back and did it again.
I'm not saying he wasn't good. I'm just saying there's a lot of guys that could have been great.
Give us some stats, Tio.
After he came back, this is shocking. You know, people forget the player he was. He's the all-time leading rusher for the Miami Dolphins.
All-time lead. That's over Zonka.
He led the Saints to the playoffs. I mean, the guy, you know, because there was so much made of the marijuana, to your point,
right?
It took away from everything he did on the field. You know, he's in the top 20 on the all-time leading rushing list in the NFL history,
he
stepped away for 2 years.
He right. quit on his team.
He quit on his team? What the hell are you talking about?
He quit on the NFL.
Because every year they were pressuring the guy. Every year they were doing something, and the guy had to take a look. My point is this. NFL will never promote marijuana because let me tell you this. Because they are in so much cahoots with pharmaceutical companies. Every commercial that pops up between a down, you've got a pill, some sort of a pill that makes you, and all these pills in the middle of it. Oh, by the way, you'll have nightmares, you'll have suicidal thoughts, you'll kill your mom and dad.
Speaking of popping up, the pill is Viagra. I mean, how much time are these guys going
to
buy for
starting events?
And
on top of that, not to support Ricky Williams on this one, these pills now, the one with the Cialis or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They got hot chicks. They got hot chicks just laying around in bed. Not the two old people that were walking down the park or in a sailboat or shit like that now. Now I'm thinking, I don't even need this goddamn pill for you, honey. I can take care of you without the magic pill.
Well, you know what happened is Viagra and Cialis and all these people, a new marketing firm come in and said, It's kind of like bras. You're only getting part of your audience. What, you know, like with a bra. You know, you only
fuck you bring
the women.
Up a bra?
But listen, you're only talking to women. Okay, we need something for the men.
Right.
Same thing with those pills. When they come out, they were designed for older people. You know, that was the thought process. You can still have a nice sexual life when you're older. And then they come in and say, wait a minute.
What's with those?
There's a lot of young dudes out there that just want to have a Viagra pill.
What's with those two bathtubs too? I mean, they sit there, watch the sunset, and they're in two different bathtubs. And I'm like,
symbolism.
You're not even touching her. Jump in that bathtub with her, you village idiot. That's what I would do.
It's symbolism, my man.
But if I jumped in that bathtub, I'd probably squash the chick.
Symbolism. They're going to bring two
but
together
point,
to make one.
But my whole point in this is Ricky Williams belongs in the Hall of Fame. They're bringing a lot of people in this now that I don't think are the same caliber of Ricky Williams. You crucified the guy. You made him out to be a bad person because he smoked marijuana. And now the land, the country is accepting marijuana. You put this guy in the Hall of Fame and quit jacking around, you pricks.
He's one of 29 players to rush for 10,000 yards in his career. He has more rushing yards than Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
Willis McGahee.
Thank you.
Herschel Walker. I mean, the people
McGahee.
He's ahead of. Great player that have longevity, won Super Bowls.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't not
the
Jimbo
Hall.
Guy.
It's the Hall of Fame, not the Jimbo. Hall of the Great. Hall of Fame.
I love
for the best.
I love to pay someone just to watch you after the show. How you react? How you what you do? I love to be that fly in your house.
I'm just
and
tired
I would
of the
report everything.
I'm
because
just tired of
you
the
make it like. Everything should be hunky dory.
It's not hunky dory. That's exactly
and
my
your
point.
Perfect
it's the
Jimbo
Hall of Fame.
Utopia. Everything is should be very nice, very nice, and it's not like that.
He should be on Goodell's crew of cleaning up the NFL.
Goodell would
love doing that.
Goodell is a prick.
That you could be a good cleanup man.
Listen,
for Goodell.
I got to be honest with you. I just don't be.
I love when
idiot.
He says I got to be honest
don't
with you.
Be an
so
idiot.
Every time you're not honest with us, until you say I got to be honest with you.
Well, maybe not. But let me be honest about one thing.
He's honest about one thing, folks. Let me get a drum roll on this one, Chris. He's going to be honest on this one.
I'm going to be honest about something that's this.
That's right.
I guess we're late on this.
I guess we're not going to get no drum roll. Oh, here it is.
Here
ready?
It comes.
Uh-huh.
We got a whole league full of criminals. I'm sorry. It's in the box. Check. Check.
This shit. Get your ass out there and do some hitting then. Go, you put on that helmet. I like seeing those guys out there. I think we're restricted a lot more than we were when we watched the Jack Tatums and the Cliff Harrises out there that were broadsiding them, that were taking out people. That we had players back then, not like these little pussies we have now.
Huh. You're agreeing with me then.
What are you talking about?
The NFL used to be great. Now it's a fucking clown show. What do you mean?
Right, I agree with you, but I'm telling you, we're doing what we're supposed to have those guys out there. You're taking out the criminal. We need more Spartans.
Oh, you want more criminals?
More criminals would be great.
What? Let me ask you guys this. Shut up. What professional sport harbors the least amount of criminals, in your opinion?
Listen.
I wouldn't trust those guys in my house.
No, I don't want any of them in my house.
I don't think they can even fit in my house.
People are going to, Chris is going to come on and tell us it's the NHL, guarantee it.
I'd say it's the PGA.
Wait a minute.
Dustin Johnson might say differently.
I would say the PGA people would more extort you, take your money.
Yeah, now, because they're smart.
Right. I would think the tennis people would be people that you'd invite, and those hot chicks.
Figure skating.
Hey,
that one chick in tennis.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, Monica Seles?
No, not Monica Seles. That's 20 years ago. What's that Russian chick's name? She's hot. She's tall. And all she does.
Not Anna Kournikova, but.
No.
Sharapova?
Yeah, Sharapova.
That's her.
That's her.
Every time she makes that sound, every time she hits it.
How many sets can you make it through before you need a moment alone?
Well, it usually takes me 3-4 points.
Okay. You're a big volleyball guy, though, aren't you?
I love
Brazilian volleyball.
Brazilian. No. Two girl volleyball teams. I watched Brazil taking on Germany, and I tell you what.
You DVR'd it, didn't you?
Oh, I just wanted them to keep going. I wanted the other team just to win another one. So this could continue. Oh, listen to that. Jimbo, put your hand on my leg.
Negative. Teo, why are you reaching for a tissue?
Oh, listen to that. Imagine if you're a guy with that.
Did you
imagine if a guy was screaming like that?
Was that is that a porn site or a tennis?
Oh, wait
match?
A minute, hold on, wrong page.
Chris is on Bang Bros, not ESPN.com.
I love it. That's what it's all about.
I don't know.
But in any case, we've got that, and I'm glad I got your call on this because I thought you'd go there. I didn't think you put Ricky Williams in, but
no,
the country is opening up. They're recognizing that marijuana is something that even fights off Alzheimer's. It's got a lot of proof that it's more productive. It's from the land. It's not something altered by a pharmacist, by all the shit that's out there. This is actually something that can help someone.
And I don't have a problem with that. That's not my issue.
Here's something that'll blow your mind. The Nevada State.
Well, I'm hoping that marijuana would blow my mind. Well, but go ahead.
The Nevada State Athletic Commission recently suspended Nick Diaz for 5 years for failing.
You're kidding.
So he's been a multiple offender of the marijuana, but they suspended him for 5 years. Yeah, John Jones, the UFC champion, tested positive for cocaine. No suspension.
Well, that's what's unbelievable.
This is bullshit.
So it's
you
not,
better have proof on this because we're going to.
No, it's 100%.
Our listeners in Las Vegas, Nevada, you guys got to have an uprising on this.
Thing is, though, it's not a UFC or an MMA issue. It's the State Athletic Commission.
Yeah, it's Nevada State Athletic Commission.
So they think cocaine is better than pot.
It's not in the guidelines.
That makes sense.
This is getting to be bullshit.
It's crazy.
This is unbelievable. This is such a hypocritical world we're living
Chris,
in.
Chris, you know a little bit more about this from from something else you do. What's your take on it? I mean, just, I know some people in the MMA community.
Yeah, no, I mean, if something is going to enhance your performance, especially in that sport, it's going to be a stimulant. It's not going to be, someone who's smoking some weed and is laying around. I just think it's stupid. And, in that world, 5 years, that could be his career.
Hey, Chris,
it's unlikely he'll ever fight again.
Well, who would know this? Has Nick Diaz approached and said, "Hey, you're giving this guy none, and you're giving
he's brought up a huge uprising from him and from other MMA.
They actually had
everybody thinks it's bullshit.
They got a petition from the government,
and the judges think it's bullshit. But it's the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and the real horrible thing is that his suspension is in Nevada. So in all reality, he could fight but he won't because even though there's not like an overlap with those state athletic commissions, the other state, it's like an unspoken rule.
They honor the
Okay.
So it's bullshit. So he's fucked.
So, really?
Yeah. Hang on. I think I hear dollar signs going off.
What kind of dollar signs?
Let's find a place and promote a fight that'll let him fight, and we make millions.
They would allow it. Isn't allowed. I mean, he's not like that anymore. He's not a main attraction. But the point is, how do you take money away from someone like that?
What's even crazier about this? I believe it's prescribed. He has
he has a card.
He has
in
a
California.
Card for this in
you
California.
You got to be shitting.
No, and
so
it's
this
not
goes
like,
back to your Ricky Williams point.
Yeah, it's not like he's someone who like hides the fact that he smokes pot. He's really open.
He got
about
a
the
wait a minute. He, so he got a card in California, which means
well,
he might have had an ingrown toenail.
Exactly,
no, he's had one, but apparently he has anxiety issues that are well documented.
I knew your Father Murphy ass would come up with some shit like that.
But that's the truth.
Unbelievable.
No, it's well documented.
These guys take so much beating. These guys take so much beating out there. Their backs are hurting constantly. The jockeys out there that are riding in Breeders' Cup, I guarantee you they're riding with bones that are broke out there.
Okay.
This is not a pain issue with Diaz.
So you want to let them use a technically illegal drug. Hang on. Stop.
Go
with me on this.
Go ahead.
You want to let them use an illegal drug so that they can get through the pain, get healthy, do all this.
But
when Mark McGwire used steroids to get over his injuries, that was wrong.
Not me. I look at steroids in a different situation. You have the antibiotic, diab, whatever all this shit is that enhances. But then you have the HGH stuff that just heals the stuff too. That heals the muscles, heals the sores and all that. I'm for that type of thing. I'm not talking about the guys that are out there trying to get it down to 4.3 speed and lift 350 pounds six times. I'm not talking about them. Those guys should, the Lalzados hurt themselves and it showed it. Their bodies became hollow in the inside.
Diaz is all about anxiety. He has huge anxiety issues, and that's
he
what
shows it too.
Yeah,
Tio, he
and anger
shows
issues.
It every time this guy steps in there. He's flipping off someone.
He doesn't like doing the press junket. He doesn't like doing this, and it was prescribed for anxiety.
But you're telling me he's not going to be honored fighting in Sacramento, in his home city.
They did some type of petition, Chris. I don't know. They had 200,000 people sign it.
A whole bunch of signatures, yeah.
And on top of that, too, Tio, all the states right now that are legalizing weed, marijuana, you're telling me that they're going to follow up with Nevada and they're going to agree with them?
Well, I mean, they're not going to openly, but he's not going to fight anywhere else. He won't fight out.
They're not going to allow him to.
That's just insane.
I think something will change. I think they'll reduce the suspension. But, again, the fact of the matter is
one guy gets 5 years for weed. This is what's happening.
Years for weed, zero for cocaine.
This is what's happening with our judicial system. Everything's screwed up.
Another example of a clown show.
Yeah. On whose side, though? You better not say
I'm going to say. I'm going to say all of them, and here's why.
Of course, all of them.
Okay, number one.
Play the neutral.
Yeah,
I'll walk on that fence.
Well, they're absolutely stupid for, you know, the whole cocaine versus marijuana thing. That is stupid. But I will say this. I'm not going to feel sorry for a guy when they say these are the rules and you break the rules and then cry about it. I'm not.
So, Jimbo, we've had these conversations
before. I'm not
going to
talk about whether I think it's right or wrong. That's irrelevant.
You know what? God forbid you're in that situation that these athletes are in right now. Going back to this Breeders' Cup and these jockeys, their bones are broken, man, but they have to get on that horse and ride. And you know what? So what? So what if they got some sort of medication that they've been prescribed to get them through that race? And you're going to tell me he's not... He should be banned for life or whatever. I mean, you're seeing it in every sport, in every spectrum of the world out there that we're paying to see these guys. We're not busting their balls like these guys are. Mark McGwire brought people into that stadium when people were not. Albert Bell's out there were flexing because they had to put it over the fence. Major League brought the fence in. And then you got a Tony La Russa that gets in the Hall of Fame. And you're telling me right now you did not know about Oakland A's, the Bash, the whatever the brothers were not taking steroids. The mascot of the Oakland A's knew that the whole goddamn team was taken. Everyone was loaded. Bat Boy looked like he was a Mr. Olympia on that team.
I'm with you.
It's a hypocritical thing.
Baseball was better then. Baseball was better.
It was
in that
era. It was on a downslide at the time, and Major League Baseball wanted the shit back to normal. They brought the fences in. They turned their back, and people were bashing the ball out.
You're missing my point. I don't care. You know what I say? Because here's the deal. It could be, many Christmas, we got guys taking Ritalin now because they say it's good for you. It makes you concentrate more. It'll be something else tomorrow. It'll be something else next month that you take for something that somebody says, hey, when I take this, I feel great. But here's the deal. This is what I'm talking about. Don't break rules, and then when you get in trouble, then start defending why it's a bad rule. If you got a problem with it, then do something
then,
about
okay,
the rule
okay,
first.
I would buy that, but then what I'm saying is keep everything consistent. Make your rules, make the punishment universal. Don't put some guy in the Hall of Fame like a Tony La Russa and keep a Mark McGwire out and say, hey, you know what, you took it, and you're saying you did it. Tony La Russa, you're saying you don't even know that shit was even happening. It's all bullshit.
I agree, 100%.
It's all bullshit. I mean, honestly, if you're going to do it, and I'll buy into what you're saying, I want everything universal, same type of punishment. Is he dead over there? Is Teal dead? What
I
the hell
so.
Happened, though?
But listen, it'd be like this. This is exactly what it's paramount to. So I'm driving home, and I'm driving on a stretch of road that's 35 miles an hour, and the whole time I'm going, this is stupid. The speed limit here should be 55, so I drive 55. Well, if I get pulled over and get a ticket, I can't say that's a dumb stretch of road. It should be 55. I knew the rules. I broke it.
I got that. But again, if you don't drive 55 and you drive 10, there's a little thing wrote down there what you're supposed to be paying 10 miles an hour. I'm saying, and you understand, and you're on my side on this one. Finally, we're agreeing.
Oh, no.
That it should be a structured penalty, structured fine, and that's it. You don't give some guy 5 years for smoking weed and then give some guy nothing for cocaine.
Well, no, they have an issue. Again, we're back to shit show.
Shit show.
Yeah,
shit show.
Absolutely.
All right. I got that out of my system. What do you got, Tio? Let's hear about your Kentucky team, probably.
No.
Anything with your Kentucky?
No, but what about your Mizzou football team?
Well, you know, Matty Mock's back. Da,
next.
Da, 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 da,
next.
Because
da,
you want to talk about bringing
next.
Up the Kentucky basketball team, who is completely relevant.
Oh, hang on.
Shut up.
Who is
that's
the top
all
team
you,
in the country.
That's all you talk about.
And you want to
you,
bring up
you
your shitty
troll,
Mizzou
all you
football
do,
team.
All you do is troll Louisville.
Next.
You.
Next.
Who's this? That's our team.
That's Mizzou's fight song.
I didn't hear it.
You super fan.
Next.
I didn't hear it.
Can we move on because this is an irrelevant program?
Fight.
Next.
Hey,
fight for
old
Missouri.
Everything's relevant.
Next. Nobody cares about Mizzou football. Next.
What do you mean no one cares about it? It's a local show here. We got local listeners. I don't think we've hit from coast to coast yet.
Next.
Yes, next. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Next.
Jeez, Dick.
Next.
All right, but I'm just saying to you, you troll Louisville every time, and you're a Kentucky fan, and all you do is rip on Louisville. But I'm telling you right now that we don't care about that. I think hookers on the basketball team should be allowed.
You just brought that up. I haven't said anything
And
about
I'm
it.
Telling you right now, there should be compensation for these girls by a higher education.
When you said that, this is what went through my mind. Can you imagine Jono coming out of high school as a
being
top
the dean?
Recruit, top recruit in the country? Mm-hmm. I mean, you would have put these places through the fucking ringer, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would have.
I mean, Jono would have walked in and said, "Where's all the women at?"
I would have said, "I want a black,
where's the booze? Where's the women?
I want a
where's
black
the drugs?
Chick. I want a black chick. I want a blonde chick. I want a brunette. I want an Asian chick. I want them working me." And
where's
if they
the
don't
booze?
Work me, I'm going down the block to the team that wants
can't
to
you
work
see,
me.
Hey, you know who he would have been? Is the remember Johnny B. Goode with Michael Anthony? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He would have been walking on campus going, I'm here. Where's the dope? Where's the alcohol? Where's the girls?
Oh,
where's the party?
Hey, where are the white women at?
That's I would have done for sure.
Yeah, that'd be you.
And Jimbo, on top of that, I would have said, hey, I need a job. For my buddy Jimbo.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
I need him to work on this campus, too. If you want me, you get the full package. You get my friends as well.
Man, we would have had to. I want to go somewhere warm.
Oh, we would have went to Miami, then.
Somewhere.
Miami. Well, no, they're always under the spotlight in Miami. We could have pulled off. Central Florida would be a nice
somewhere
place because
warm.
The chicks are so hot.
Yeah, Miami at didn't. Miami didn't pull anything crazy back in the.
No, they would have been on top.
Back
they,
in the early 80s,
they
would have
been
high school.
They would have been honest.
I heard a stat about Miami the other day. It was that I think it was last year they had more NFL selections than they had wins. More
God.
NFL draft picks than
you
they
know
had
what?
Wins.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I never knew that.
I can't stop thinking about this. My life could have been completely.
It could have
different.
Been amazing.
Well, Jimbo, he did play hockey. And he was the best floor hockey. I mean, this guy can shoot about 110 mile an hour. And he shot me in a Pepe one time. I was in the front of the net. We're playing. And this guy hit a slap shot and grazed Pepe.
He grazed him?
He grazed him, and that night I had a big date, and basically I had to tape him up. He
couldn't answer the call.
He couldn't answer the call because of Jimbo's slap shot.
I wish they had floor hockey in college. I'd have been a big recruit.
Oh, wow.
Did you end up meeting that girl's father at the ice cream shop a few weeks later?
No. That was a whole different girl. I don't want to talk about that one. There could still be a contract on me on that one.
A contract?
Oh, God, the guy
excited. Greatest 5 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Moving on.
Another place, another time.
Yeah, definitely another place, another time.
So, yeah, no, I'm surprised. I can't believe he's not Kentuckied up here. Well, no, wait a minute. I take that back. Look at the shirt.
He is Kentucky. That's how I got
Jesus.
It. Hey, Chris, let's take a moment here and give a shout-out to our sponsor and obviously our other podcast out there.
I don't know, but Tony would have been way more smooth with that transition.
Right. Yeah, I don't care what.
That's
Tony.
What an Tony get you.
Tony would have nailed that.
All right, stop it. Go ahead.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying the show, remember to head over to the iTunes Store or Stitcher and hit the subscribe button. We'd also appreciate it if you share the show with your friends. You leave us a 5-star rating and review. It hugely helps the show. You can also hear all of our shows as well as the rest of the shows offered by the Lineup Media Group at lineupmediagroup.com. A lot of great shows, lineupmediagroup.com.
Well, it's day three without Tony. And,
well, it's day one without Tony, day
well,
three of the
show. Well, it's day three of the show. Yeah, that's what I meant. But,
this is kind of day one for you. It's like you're energized.
I'm energized, and maybe it's because I'm not seeing a refrigerator in front of me.
I mean, you're kind of running. You basically have taken the ball and ran with it. We're back on this. You should have been a running back, maybe.
You know what? I did try out to be a QB one time in freshman high school.
When you were five? Oh, no, freshman.
And no kidding.
So that's what we have. Jono's the running back of this show. Tony's the quarterback. Jimbo and I are the blockers.
Wait. God damn it. There you go again. How does he turn out to be the QB of this show? How? Yeah, you know what? You're on the borderline of getting thrown off this goddamn boat.
You can't throw me off. Tony will make that decision.
How can he go from being an intern on his other show to being the QB of this one?
Answer us there, Moggs.
It's before we learned of the Emmy.
And where's your Messiah now?
Where is this goddamn invisible Emmy that we hear about?
I believe the Emmy is...
That's like the government buying all these stealth
bombers. I think it's at the local NBC affiliate is what I've heard.
You guys need to show
some
respect.
It's at the local NBC affiliate?
Oh, it's on display.
It is.
I definitely got an award from Defiant Whiskey, and they gave me this bottle here.
You guys need to show some respect. He is the only guy that has really worked in any capacity.
I'm actually being serious when I say this.
Don't get me started on him, for love of God. I mean, I love Tony.
This was a vacation.
I love Tony. All he does in his fantasy baseball team, he drives me insane. He has this goddamn player, Trout.
Did he beat you this year?
He puts an 8x10 picture of him next to his bed every time. I'm tired of him.
He beat you in fantasy baseball this year?
By a one goddamn point, he beat me and cost me $2,500. That prick.
There's the hostility, where it comes
from. Well, wouldn't you be a little hostile, Jim?
I'd be hostile, yeah.
One damn point. And you know what? We've got a new player on our fantasy league this year. His name is Jimbo. And Jimbo, I tell you what, you've been really putting some time and effort behind your team.
Yes, as the man said in Step Brothers, I'm here to fuck shit up.
All right. Well, you know what? You're definitely making the right progress. You've gotten rid of a lot of players. You brought in some key players. And he tried to screw me, guys. He tried to screw me on a big trade.
Punt!
Everyone's seen it.
Punt!
He put a knife right in my back there, that prick. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well.
In any case, he's in the league now. And we had T.O. T.O., a couple years ago, he was pretty good. Now he made
Wait
some.
Minute, I got, yeah. Can I ask a question about this? I heard a rumor. Can we verify it on the air?
All right, let's do it right now.
All right, so the rumor is, because, you know, when you're new to a league, you do some research, and you try to know who you're dealing with, right?
All right, get to the point. All you do is bullshit around like everywhere we go.
I heard from a birdie that T.O. went around to every owner in the league and said, this is my last year. I'd really like to try to win.
Well,
come on,
dude,
I'm going to give you
Jimbo.
A couple good young guys, but I need a couple now
Jimbo,
guys.
This
and
guy,
then he says, I think I'll stay in the league after he won it.
Jimbo, this guy
did
right
I win?
Here,
did I win, though? What did you end that
Hold
with?
Hold on, you'll get your chance, tough guy. This guy right here, he'll turn around and go in each office and say, hey, it's you and me. This guy's the perfect guy on the show Survivor. If he was on the island, he'd survive because he kisses everybody's a little tushy.
Jono, how many top three finishes do you have?
Well, I think I've been pretty damn good.
How many top three? How many times?
This year?
Once.
Okay, last year I won it all.
I'm talking about regular season
and
playoffs.
I won it all. First and second I got. Okay. You're barking up the wrong tree if you're bringing up me.
No, because
Because last year you weren't even found, and the year before
that's
you were.
That's 1 year.
I don't even
How many championships do I have?
How many do you have?
Two.
Oh, it's unofficial, too.
Oh, it's unofficial.
Why is it unofficial?
I think he beat up special ed.
I've won twice, finished second another time.
Well, listen, number one.
He took out first graders at a fantasy meet.
Hey, listen, if he's won twice.
He hasn't won twice.
I've won twice. I'm on board. I don't want to hear about second or third place. Are you one of these guys that want to give your kid a trophy because he showed up?
No, but you do make money, Jimbo.
You do make money, Jimbo.
And
you're going to appreciate that
money. And it's about winning.
And you're all about money, so don't tell me second place with money does
not matter. That's a lot of lap dances.
But I'm not going to brag about finishing second or third is my point. I'll take the money, but I'm not bragging about it. You either win or go home.
So you're going to brag in this league for second.
You're taking $2,500 for finishing second. You're going to wear that badge.
I'll take the money and run, like my man Stevie Guitar Miller says.
But you're going to say second place is the first loser.
That's right.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
Hey, by the way.
No trophies for showing up.
That second place is not bad, Jim. Are you that Chinese girl in that figure skating that threw the medal down and walked off?
Yes, I am.
You're a disgust. You're a disgusting.
You're a disgust.
You're a disgust. I'll tell you.
You know what, though? I do agree with Jimbo here.
Thank you.
You agree with Jimbo. Let me agree with Jimbo.
Hold on, though.
He must want to make a trade.
No, Jono.
You're my favorite guy, and I'm going to support you the whole year.
You're an athlete.
I was. You were an athlete.
You grew up.
The only
sports.
Thing I run to now is the refrigerator.
What would have you thought in a six-team tournament? You get out of pool play, you don't make it, and here comes your sixth-place trophy. Oh.
Sixth-place trophy.
That's what they do now for participation.
What about my buddy Jake out there? Jake V, let's call him Jake V. This guy gets excited, and when he runs one of these marathons or whatever. Or one of these 5Ks, 10K, whatever the hell they are. I find it to be bullshit. Take a car and get to the finish line. That's how I'd look at it. But this guy, he gets all pumped up about finishing 189th position. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you happy about? You finish 189th, and he'll turn around and tell me there was over 5,000 runners that day.
Well,
so who gives a shit? You're on 189th.
It's a percentage deal.
Yeah, he's finishing the top 5% or something. I'm talking about the youth sports and the participation medals and stuff. It's kind of out of hand.
My son's the one that did. I never gave it a second thought, to be honest with you. I mean, I guess I used to not think about it, didn't care. When he was five, he played hockey in his very first tournament. They were terrible. They got the crap beat out of them for three games.
They were terrible.
There were four teams, they got the snot beat out of them, didn't score one goal. We were in Indianapolis.
He was terrible.
Didn't score one goal. And then when they lose their third game, they line them up, and they give them all this little trophy with a hockey player on it.
They said, I'm terrible.
Yeah, he's terrible. Walks in the locker room, gets under. As he walks out, he throws it in the trash can.
Oh, what a man.
And I said, what are you doing?
You know what I would have done? I would have picked that up and taken that metal piece off and put down winner.
So when you guys were kids.
He was embarrassed.
No, and that's my point. When we played sports, first, second, and maybe third place sometimes in a league would get a trophy or a tournament. Like, I don't ever remember anything outside of third place being rewarded.
I'll be honest
with
you. In my second year of college, they gave me honorable mention in this position that I played.
Honorable mention what?
In linebacker.
For what, though? Like all-conference, all-American?
All-conference. And it was like first two and then honorable mention. They didn't go third team. I thought I was better than that. Yeah. And when I did what his kid did. I left it somewhere. I didn't care. It looked like a little penis.
Well, there's like five teams in the conference. I see what you're saying, that you weren't even in the top half of the linebackers.
I felt like, you know, I even had more tackles than that second guy, and they put him because he had a better team he played for.
Yeah.
So it was bullshit.
It happens, you know.
Anyway, Way to bring that up.
Well, I'm not even saying he was right. I'm just saying that I never thought about it until he did it, and I was like, well, okay. I mean, you know, he was the one that was like, what, you know, I asked him, I said, what's wrong with you? He says, why would they give us a trophy? We didn't win. We didn't even score a goal.
But you know, that's a sign of a winner, though. I like
shit. I agree.
Like that.
I really do.
I like that because that makes me to understand this kid. He's a goddamn winner. He's not going to be satisfied coming in second. Second is respectable to me. You're maybe too far off the end on that.
No, I'm okay. Listen, again, I'm back to this. Whatever. I mean, we've played in a ton of baseball tournaments, obviously, now, and we don't win that many, especially in these days. And, you know, occasionally we'll finish second or something, and they'll give them
used to get excited. You and me used to get excited about in a softball tournament a beer contest. And we'd have beer can trophy made for us.
That's because that's lasting. That is something to be proud of.
So the kids now, every time, you know, my daughters are about to turn two, so I haven't been exposed to
them.
You
better
get them working.
You better get them working because they're going to fall behind.
So here's the deal.
They got them already going.
That's where that grunting starts.
Do these kids expect a trophy every time out now, whether they're good or bad?
It starts with mom and dad, bud.
No, but I'm talking about the
leaks. He makes a good point, too. I mean, how much pressure you put on a kid, too. Now, you've handled it well, obviously.
Not at all. Not.
But the kid still loves the game.
No, he does.
He's not one of those kids that are doing this to keep their dad that was a worthless piece of shit in high school, couldn't play at all, and now he sees something in his kid, and he's pushing the kid and this mom. You guys brought up this mom that all she does is glorify her ball player that I don't want to bring up names or anything, but he's a QB for a team and in high school, and all she does is bring him up and say how good he is.
Well, I've been that guy. I mean, I think everybody sometimes gets
emotional. But we don't want to hear it on Facebook how good your kid is every time.
It starts at home, man. Mom and dad, crazy.
We were having the Facebook conversation. Jimbo and I were, and Jimbo said, he goes, you know, there's some of these soccer parents out there that put on 1x2 touchdowns today.
Yeah.
And another buddy of ours said,
great.
Who beats a soccer team by 14 goals? Someone needs to go punch that coach in the face.
No kidding. I don't want to hear about your kid scoring 6-7 goals. It shouldn't happen. You played the mentally ill right there.
It's classless.
Classless, I tell you. And that classless even goes in the college realm. When you're seeing people beating someone, you're seeing a college team beating someone by 80 to 100 points, come on. That's classless.
I've never seen a college team
win
by 100.
We've seen it. It was 102-2 or something like that. Hey, I need a drum roll here. Jimbo just gave me something. Oh, okay. That's great. It was one of my friends' kid that did that, by the way. So,
shout out, and you know who you are.
Yeah, yeah. Any case, man, it's been such a great show, and we got last 10 minutes of the show coming up here, and
I miss Tony.
You still miss Tony? I can't believe them guy missed Tony. You guys had something going, though.
I think that when you go back and listen to this, you're going to realize you're not nearly as good as Tony is at leading the charge.
Are you insane?
The smooth voice, the composure.
Everything is perfect with this show now.
Well,
look,
let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
You're right about that, because look how vibrant we are on this show.
Yeah, beat it.
There's a good energy in here today.
There's a lot of energy because we took it over.
T.O.
never talks. He's scared of
Who's
Tony. He raises his hand to Tony.
Who's your village idiot of the week, or village idiot of the day there, T.O.?
Village idiot of the week has to be Mr. Randall with the Dallas Cowboys.
Bam! You know, you can't really argue with that. I mean, how do you leave?
Take your ball and went. Took his ball and
goodbye,
went home.
Goodbye. You don't want to play for America's team, you leave. There's the door.
And here's the deal. You know, he's facing a suspension now. So imagine if the Cowboys were counting on him to be the workhorse back that they thought.
Then he'd be around.
He's going to be suspended for the
I
for
know,
the
but
other
he's
stuff.
Like Jimbo said. He's taking his ball and leaving. He's crybaby about it. You know what? You got another guy that took over. He had 150 yards and a touchdown. Forget you.
My point is, there's
the door. If you're not a team player, jump off my boat.
If he's
like
serving
Tony
an
did.
NFL suspension, it doesn't matter if he goes home or not. And that's what they're looking at.
All right. Who's your shithead of the week? Or village idiot?
Village idiot of the week? Got to be Jerry Jones. I've decided.
Why the hell is it Jerry?
I've decided.
Oh my God! You just.
No, I'm not. Honest to God, this is.
You make me so impotent. You know that.
This has nothing to do with your love for your Cowboys.
Oh, listen, the guy only cares about a team. Why do you do this to me?
He has turned your beloved Cowboys into a sideshow.
You should be pissed off about this.
You
as
should
a
be.
Fan, you should be angry.
This is what I'm talking about.
I love Hardy. I love what
How
he's
can
doing.
You?
I don't want to get into this again.
Listen,
I don't want to get into this.
And here's my point
again.
On this, though, and this is where I'm going.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Say listen to
listen
me.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Listen up.
And say
it's only a minute.
Well, you got to say this is honest, too. You're
okay,
honest
I'm being
about.
Honest about
okay,
this,
good.
Okay?
Right.
Listen up.
Greg Hardy will screw up.
Okay. All right. We heard it from the Pope again.
Yeah, okay. That's not the point. The point is...
This guy. I'm better than everyone because I'm Jimbo.
I want you to listen. Seriously listen to my
There ought to be a drinking game, Chris. Every time he says listen, we ought to all take a shot.
Seriously. Think about Jerry Jones signing Greg Hardy and the mental process. If you've done what Jerry's done to your Cowboys, okay. Do we sign him? Okay, I understand there's baggage. He's also a very good player. Right. Here's what happens. We can't lose. Maybe he doesn't get in any trouble and he dominates. We win. If he's a complete idiot, everybody's talking about us on every show. Everybody's buying merchandise. Everybody loves it. We're controversial.
Everybody.
We make money. It's a win-win for him. So there you go. There's your village idiot.
Who you got, Oach?
I don't see how that even pertained to how bad he is. Everything you said right there is positive because all you said to me was, if he does this, if he does that. He played that. He played that dice. He hasn't done anything but criticize his team right now.
But he has taken a once very proud franchise and
what
turned
it into a
side. What
are you talking about? We gave up on drafting Randy Moss because he had some sort of luggage around him.
15 years ago.
So you said.
That's what I'm saying. That's how good we kept it clean.
This idiot last year at the draft said if the Cowboys would have taken Manziel, it would have made him relevant for the next 10 years. Why? Because he couldn't lose.
Wait
he would have been
minute.
Great or he'd have been a freak show.
Well, Manziel, another thing. The guy is a winner. He works hard. He's like your kid. He's like your kid, and he's not going to accept coming in third, fourth, fifth place. He's going to take that trophy and throw it right back
at him. He allegedly
bounced
his girlfriend's head off a window last week.
Allegedly.
Oh, my God.
It's my favorite
Every
term.
NFL player has got something going on. I want to see what's out on the field, man.
How does that start,
I want to see something out on the field. I don't want... You know what's on our field that I think we should see a lot more of is that
cheerleaders?
Lingerie football.
Well, now see, now you're on to something.
Did you see the local article yesterday about the dentist from Freeburg, Illinois? That was the she made the all league team for the LFL. She plays up in Chicago.
Oh my God, is she hot?
Very, very pretty. She's a dentist, though, and she's
pretty.
Playing in this league.
We don't want pretty.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
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 Hot. That word hot.
There
banging.
It is. There
because
it is.
I'm telling you, I really don't care. I don't really care about what they're snapping, what they're throwing touches. I want to see some hitting. I want to see some.
Wrapping them up.
Dog pile. All over Johnny.
Gang tackle.
Yeah. That's what we want to
strip,
see.
Strip the ball.
Oh, you know what? Next thing you know, she was all over my head. I couldn't stop. Bingo. There she was.
Oh, choose your. Who's your village idiot?
Who's your village?
Well, I tell you what, guys. I do not have a village idiot this week, but I do have.
I thought it'd be me.
No, well, you're always my village idiot, and Tony's
it's a perpetual
not here.
Title.
And since he's not here, I'm going to rip on him a little bit. He's at UCLA. He's
is
at a
he your
food
idiot?
Eating contest. Is it what you told me he's at?
Parents Weekend.
Parents Weekend.
Same thing.
The school just started, and now we got Parents Weekend. God. Damn it, these universities know how to make money. Now all these parents are going to go by and stay at their campuses stuff or shit like that. Anyway, I got a big-time player here, and that's Rafael Hernandez. He's a jockey from Fairmount Park, and I'm so proud of him. Rafael is riding in the Breeders' Cup.
He's your village idiot?
No. I told you I don't have a village idiot.
Oh,
if I did have
a village idiot.
I don't have anyone that I hate right
opposite.
Now.
Opposite.
I let that be known on the last show with Pinky. I think Pinky still is my village idiot for the entire week.
Nobody cares about Mizzou.
Right,
Jimbo
obviously.
Obviously
no one
up.
Cares about Mizzou football, but everyone in this area does. But Rafael Hernandez is my guy. for this weekend. God bless him.
Is he in a big race?
He's in a Breeders' Cup. He's in a juvenile filly race.
Awesome.
And you know what? The guy worked his ass off, got a lucky break. He used to ride my horses. I owned racehorses. And I tell you what, Rafael Hernandez, I wish you the best of luck out there.
Did awesome. Did Liggs ever get to ride in a Breeders' Cup? You know, he was jockeying. Liggs?
Oh, Ligno. Yeah. Ligno.
What do you think happens in the race?
Now you knew that guy's phone was going to go off. Theo's phone.
There you go.
There couldn't be one episode without you doing something stupid.
You ruined it all.
There you go. You malicious prick.
So is that your pick of the week?
The Village Idiot Award goes to you.
Is that your pick to watch this week too?
That's my guy. That's my guy. Friday tomorrow is Rafael Hernandez riding in a series of Breeder Cup races, and he will be on the juvenile filly race. That's tomorrow, and it continues on throughout Saturday. Big race is the class.
Jimbo, what do you have?
You know what? We're running into that time of year where I can't even stand and watch sports.
Well, listen.
I honest to God, I can't stand football or basketball.
How can you not like it? Why don't you give it a chance? I loved it last night.
So his Village Idiot of the Week is the NBA.
All of it.
The NBA is his Village Idiot of the Week.
I'm saying this to you guys, and I told you this.
March is the worst month of the year.
Oh, that's bullshit. I told you this yesterday, Teal. If they move this basket to 12 feet, we've made the evolution happen with 10 feet. Everyone's slam dunking. Even mascots now are doing triple axles.
Triple Lindy.
Yeah, and they're landing it. They're making it happen. Move this up to 12
feet.
Give
me another example on a sport where they have changed something like that.
The football field should be 120 yards?
No, that's always the same. But what you're doing right now in basketball, no, that should never change. In basketball, you've made man jump. The calves have become stronger. The legs have become stronger. They are climbing to the tops of the rafter now. Let's see it happen.
Baseball players have gotten stronger. Have they moved the fence back 50 feet?
No, they moved them in.
They will mess with that. They will alter that down the line, too.
Oh, no.
Pitchers are throwing harder. Are they going to move them further back?
It sells. No. Home run sell, dunk sell. They may lower the rim.
Well, not lower it. For love of God, I'm done with you. Hey, what do you guys got going this weekend?
I'm excited for the Notre Dame-Temple game. There's nothing more that I like than Notre Dame losing, and I would love for them to go into Philadelphia and take an L.
Oh, and what is that in? Football, basketball?
Football, yeah. They're both top 20 programs this week.
Temple's in the top 20?
Undefeated.
What the hell has gotten into this? Can I hear Vince Lombardi? What the hell is going on out there? Yeah. A Temple team undefeated? Who cares?
So, what's crazy about this is, though, you have Temple undefeated.
Tony could go watch that game for all I care.
You have Memphis undefeated, and you have Houston undefeated.
Oh, for Pete's sake. We don't give a shit
Memphis
about that.
Memphis beats Ole Miss, who beat Alabama.
You could beat. What about you there?
There's a lot of teams.
What do you got? What do you got going, though? What do you want to do this weekend? Anything going?
Listen.
You know what, Jimbo?
I got a golf tournament Saturday, and Mother Nature's a cruel bitch right now.
Jimbo, you know.
Is it going to hurt you?
Well, yeah, it'll kill us.
Oh, my God.
You know what our buddy's trying to get at about this weekend over here? He keeps dropping the hints about the weekend. What does everybody have this weekend?
That's right.
What? This weekend is a –
That's
weekend,
right. It's For God so loved the world, he gave us
He keeps throwing it out there. It's Jono's birthday this weekend.
God so loved the world. Oh, fuck. Who cares about my birthday? No one cares.
Should we sing happy birthday?
No, don't sing anything.
Jono!
All right, guys. From Jono, from Jimbo,
Jono,
and Tio, Chris, and Tony in your food eating contest. We love you guys out there. Tune in next week.
Hey, don't forget to check us out on Twitter. We are at Not So Fast Show on Twitter. At Not So Fast Show. Check out our website, notsofastpodcast.com. Search for us on Facebook, Not So Fast. You'll find us. We do good stuff on there.
And also, don't forget about my other show, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. Got to give a little plug out to that.
And we'll also give one out to Jimbo's show, T-Ball Talk.
No, you don't want to do that one. But, hey, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, if you love this type of show, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, we got a lot of conspiracy shit, too, on that one that you guys will love.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, buddy.
See ya.
Not So Fast,
a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.